throughout the world now, there's a lot of discussion of what to do about learning these halachos. So if they're in Shulchan Aruch, halachos of Tashmish, Hamita, and so on, if they appear in Shulchan Aruch, then they're supposed to be learned. So let's, Be'ezer Hashem, start discussing a little bit the mitzvah of Ona. This appears in Siman Reish Mem, in halachos of Tzniyus, in regards to what is the requirement. The introduction to the parak is Eich Yisnag Adam B'Tashmish Mitasa. That's the way in which the Shulchan Aruch begins. So first of all, the tour, when he starts out discussing these halachos, and the Shulchan Aruch is going to be influenced by that as well, discusses the Gemara Ksuvis and Daf Samachalf that tells us that different people have different times that they have a chiyuv of ona, that there is a chiyuv. We have the pasuk va'ona solo yigra, that there is a chiyuv for a husband. Incidentally, by the way, a lot of topics we're just going to touch on very briefly that in the Shalom Bayis Shiurim I discussed in a lot of detail. I have a whole six shiurim. The fourth one is about sexuality. So some of these things we elaborate on a lot more. What's interesting is that the mitzvah of ona is a mitzvah on the husband. It's not a mitzvah on the wife. We discussed there why that's so. For our purposes, very, very briefly, it seems like that because by nature the male instinct is one that is even more animalistic than the female instinct, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah to transform it, not focusing on one's animalistic instinct, but focusing on being mesameach, one's wife. So the mitzvah is for a husband to be mesameach his wife. There's no mitzvah for the woman to be mesameach her husband in the mitzvah of ona. So it's we elaborate on this idea. The Ramban in the Igeres HaKodesh talks about that the whole tafkid of Kedusha. It's very interesting. According to Ramban, or Rabbeinu Bechai, whoever it is in the Igeres HaKodesh, that's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of Tashmish. So there in the Gemara in Ksubis, Anav Samachal, it talks about, depends on the profession. This introduces, in many ways, introduces the fact that Tashmish is very personal and it really depends on the couple and so on and so forth. So the Gemara describes that it depends. If he's a sailor, then his mitzvah is once every 6 months. And if it's a Talmud Chacham, his mitzvah is Milel Shabbos, Lilel Shabbos. Then the Torah goes on to describe four different levels from the Ravid. Four different levels, and we're going to see that the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch builds off of this Ravid as well, in codifying in the Shulchan Aruch, four different levels of Tashmish. So I'll first read from the tour, Kasa Ravid, Tzarech Levar, Ezu Machshava Nechona Shetiyah La'odim B'Shas Tashmish. What is the appropriate Kavana, the Ravid says, that one should have B'Shas Tashmish? V'dorashi V'chakarki Yumatzasi Tochen HaMais Hazel Arba Kavanos. He said that I'm going to discuss four different kavanos that people might have. Shalosh mem ikar kibul aschar. Three are the primary, and those will be mekabel aschar. Ravi is krov lekibul aschar, and the fourth is close to being mekabel aschar, but not mekabel aschar. And then the fifth, he's going to go on and describe that is not acceptable. Harishona, the first kavana, we're going to see again that even though the Rebbe is talking about kavanos, we're going to see how all this is going to come up in the Shulchan Aruch. The first is L'shem Peri V'Rivya, Hinechona Shekulam, Shebekulam Mekayim Shtei Mitzvot Saseh. So number one, the first Kavana motivation is to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Pru Urvu. The Mefarshim already discussed, but what about someone who is already Mekayim Pru Urvu or can't be Mekayim Pru Urvu? This would be relevant if for whatever reason, for medical reasons, the doctor told them that they can't have children and so on and so forth. So interestingly, the Be'er Halacha and Dibra Maskel Ela Ba'ona points out that the Gemara in Yevamos, which we're going to eventually get to, which talks about inappropriate kavanas that a person has when they have relations, so he says, this is the Chafetz Chaim of the Be'er Halacha in the last line, Kikosla Mekubalim Shegam Oz Nivru Nishamos Kedoshos Al Yedei Zeh. That somehow, when a couple has relations, even if they're not creating a biological child, I don't know what this means. But he says that aswam mekubalim agam oz nivru neshamos kedoshos hayadezes. So this bechina somehow applies as well. What's that? Yeah. So the second, hashenu tikun avlad. Secondly, is that he focuses on what's good for the child. In other words, that tashmish could be good for a child, the fetus. There were some who thought during pregnancy, so that would be a second motivation. Vashlishis, and the third is im yolda ishto v'hi meni kaso. If his wife is already giving birth and she's nursing the child, v'hi mishto kekes olav, but she wants to have relations. In other words, what he's bothered by, the tour and Raiva, they're bothered, but what happens if, what's the kavanah supposed to be, if they're mekayim pruvu, she won't be getting pregnant again, because in the time of Chazal, a woman did not get pregnant the first 2 years while she was after birth, as long as she was nursing. That doesn't apply today. A woman can get pregnant, but once upon a time, they did not have their period, and they would not get pregnant. And it's not letovas havlat, b'me'imo. So then he says, then there's also a mitzvah. When he sees that she wants, then in such a case there's a mitzvah to v'chein b'tzeis l'derech, and also when he leaves. So this is going to be the background. This introduction is actually the background to every line of the Shulchan Aruch as well. Let's take a look. Im ha'yanasui lo ye'rogel simreish mam lo ye'rogel b'yosrim ishto. He should not constantly have relations. So this is what the Torah goes on to say in the end of Sif Aleph. This is very, very important. Valzeh Amar Rabbeinu. Chazal speak about the one individual who is having the bad motivation for relations. Mi she'ein atzarech ledavar. I'm going to read first from the Torah again. Ve'ein yitzro miskabra lov. Number one, he doesn't need to. Number two, where the Ravid concludes that someone who has an instinct that he wants to have relations, so that is someone who's not necessarily the highest madrega, but he's afraid there'll be zera levatala and so on. So that's madrega number four. Says the Torah, madrega number five, which is bad, is someone who doesn't need to. Ein yitzrom eskaber lov v'hu ma'orer tavaso, etc., etc. So then Chazal say terrible things. V'zedoma, and this the line in the Torah is critical. V'zedoma la'odom shu sava, someone who's satisfied. V'ocha v'shosa yoser midai, and he eats and drinks more than he should. So that's where how the mechaber is starting. Lo ye'rogel b'yosem ishto ela ba'ona amura b'torah. He should be with his wife in the ona that's said in the Torah. Hatayolim shem parnasasam mitzuyin lam ve'im porim mas onasam b'chol yom. And so therefore, someone who is on vacation a lot, in a chanam, be every day. Hapolim shosam melacha bir acheres v'lan b'chol lad b'latem pamachas b'shavua v'mosab melacha birim pamayim b'shavua, they're less tired. Hachamorim achas b'shavua. And finally, going on to the next page, on 304, v'onas talmid hachamim l'lel Shabbos l'lel Shabbos. And talmid hachamim is from Friday night to Friday night. So this is what the Shulchan Aruch goes on to develop. The Chol Adam Tzarech Lifko Desishto Belel Tfilasa. So he has a chiyuv at the time based on his profession, and everybody should be poke Desishto Belel Tfilasa. B'shashi Yotzal Derech Imheinu Aholech L'Dvar Mitzvah. If he's going to Dvar Mitzvah, there are times that he doesn't have to. That's brought out in Hilchos Nida and Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, that it might distract him from going to the mitzvah. And that's what he means in the next line. V'cheinim ishto minikav u'makir ba shihi mishad laso u'miratza oso mekeshetes atzma lefam k'dei shi'itan daitala chayi lefakta v'af kishu matzo yetzla lo yichan la onaso, but he shouldn't be focusing on his ana. Ela ka'odam sheporei achova shu chayi ba onaso l'kayim mitzvahs boiroi shi'elai vonim oskim betorah mekayim mitzvahs. So here we see the next level, and that is a woman who's a meinekes, so there she, when she desires, that's how the Torah said it, when she desires it, so then in such a case, the focus is to be mesamecher. So I would like to argue that this category of menekes becomes a very, very broad category. In other words, it's not only talking about menekes, it's any case where the wife would want, and even though the husband, based on his parnasa, let's say it's a talmud chacham, would be melel Shabbos, lelel Shabbos, nevertheless, if his wife wanted, so then in such a case, there would be a kiyuma mitzvahs ona, and then it falls into the darga of yotzei lederech, v'chule v'chule. This becomes, the category menekes becomes a category in of itself. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does mention that for today, it could be that this halach of Talmidei Chachamim has changed. That it's quoted, I believe, where does he have it? Yes. At the end of Dibra Maschel Talmide Chachamim, that he mentions that Onos Paulim Shtayim B'Shabbos. That the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Dibra Maschel Talmide Chachamim says it could be today Talmide Chachamim should have relations twice a week. It's brought down in the Chachmas Sodom in the name of the Tzavah, the Rimi Prague, and that's something that is. Some say that things have changed b'zman hazeh, that Talmid Chacham will no longer be Milel Shabbos, Lel Shabbos. Others say no, that Lel Shabbos and Lel Shabbos is still the ideal. Obviously, different people need hadracha based on different situations. Sif Katan Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah points out that, and this there are many in the name of the Ari, that there are other days that that it's not suggested to have relations. In Sif Katan Zayin, he says the following. First wide line: Ein l'shamish b'lo rishon shel Pesach v'lo shvus u'shnei yom shel Rosh Hashanah v'lo shmini atzeres v'lo b'lo tefila. That's what some say. That before a person takes that on upon themselves, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah points out the Ber Halacha doesn't apply to someone who wasn't yet Mekayim Mitzvahs Peru Revu, but that requires a certain Madrega, certain instances. But at the same time, the Yisod of Lo Yehi Adam Rogel B'Yoser Ishto, that is something that's very important. Some suggest that there is an Inyan Dafka on Rosh Chodesh. Yesh Kasav Shehu Adim B'Rosh Chodesh V'Yomtiv. And that's the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Zayin. But he says, but at the same time, the reason that we learned that Talmidei Chachamim aren't supposed to be Osek and Peru Revu except Lo Shabbos, because they're supposed to be Osek B'Torah B'Laila. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkat and Vav. And he says in Rosh Chodesh that same Chiyuv applies, so he leaves off with a Tzarech Iyun. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes with what we saw from the Torah. But what if his intention is that he doesn't want to desire Avera? In other words, Chas v'chalil to go somewhere else, or Motzi Zera Levatala, Kiro Yitzro Gover Misavel Adavarahu, Gambazei Yeshkibol Schar, Rama adds, like we saw from the Torah, there is Kabal Schar, five lines from the bottom in the Shulchan Aruch, Ach Yosetov HaYelutchos Yitzro V'lichbosho, so better he conquers the Yetzir, Ki Yazem Mari, Marivo Savea Masbio Rab. And that is that if a person feeds his Yetzirah, so his Yetzirah gets greater and greater. Avonisha Enitzarach Ladavar El Shema'or Tavaso, that is Atzas Yetzirah, and that is something that is terrible. Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Mezakas, that we should be Zochet to each one Alpim and Rebaso to attain the appropriate levels of Kedusha. Obviously, the bottom line is that when it comes to these halachos, a person A needs to know themselves. They need to get the appropriate hadracha. I did have talmidim that have consulted me in the past that ran to too much precious too fast. So that requires. On the other hand, it's very very easy to say too much precious too fast to never reach any madriga as well. So that it requires a lot of hadracha, a lot of self introspection, and a lot of communication as well with one's wife as well to figure out what is the thing that is best for them, al pi matzavo, al pi madrigasa. Yeah.